USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence in Hawaii today to formally receive the remains of 55 American MIAs from the Korean War, most of them killed about 65 years ago. President Trump discussed it during a rally last night in Tampa, Florida.
Our fallen warriors are finally coming home to lay at rest in American soil.
Following today's ceremonies, the formal process of identification of those remains will begin. A website that was planning to post blueprints for 3D printable guns starting today ordered to block those downloads by a federal judge. The ruling yesterday says publications of the plans could cause irreparable harm. It blocks a settlement the Trump administration had reached with a Texas company. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
A Turkish court denies an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson made the appeal this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. He's been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, which he denies. Brunson's case has strained the relationship between the U.S. and its NATO ally with threats of sanctions against Turkey. President Trump holds a campaign-style rally last night in Tampa, Florida. Among the many issues he took on, immigration, and he took more shots at Democrats who want ICE to be abolished.
Their new platform, what they want to do, the Democrat Party, they want to abolish ICE. In other words, they want to let MS-13 rule our country. That's not going to happen.
The president saying members of ICE as well as Border Patrol are heroes. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The wildfire destruction keeps spreading in California. There are 17 fires raging. The biggest, the deadly car fire near Redding, has now burned over 112,000 acres, but containment's around 30%. It's destroyed about 1,000 homes now and hundreds of other buildings. So far, 6 people have died in that fire. 2 firefighters died battling the Ferguson fire near Yosemite National Park. Conservationists and whale activists are said to be learning a newborn killer whale has died and the mother can't let her baby go. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
A grieving mother orca whale in Seattle has begun to fall behind her pack as she carried the body of her dead calf through the water for the 7th straight day. The orca, known as Tahlequah, gave birth to the calf on July 24th. It only lived for half an hour. She has since carried the corpse with a flipper or in her mouth and pushed it with her head. But Tahlequah is now falling behind her clan, J-Pod, traveling at a speed of about 6 knots after expending much of her energy carrying the calf. Tahlequah is part of an endangered family of 75 southern resident orca whales. Each birth and death, particularly for females, is critical to the clan's survival. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.